Hello, this is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com, and you're listening to the Roger Reviews podcast. This is part 5 of our 2013 Avian Award nomination series. Please go back and listen to the first couple if you want to kind of get an overview of what we're doing here. Just basically covering the nominees, going over any feedback we're getting on the page. You'll see the feedback button down below. Please use it. And start picking some favorites, going over the process as it goes, covering things like criteria, and just basically trying to lead you toward some of the best of the lot. Just an overview. I am a voter, so I'm not going to go into detail as to who I'm voting for all the time. But, you know, I'll give you a few pointers as to what to take a look at. And, you know, not telling you what to avoid, because most of these are pretty great movies. So take a look at these. We left off, and you can go to avianawards.com and find the link to the list. We're about a quarter of the way down on best editing. Start there. Again, I haven't seen all of them. Deviants 3 is one that I'm looking forward to seeing. The 4 from NINWORKS is nominated for a lot of these kinds of awards, and visually, as I've said several times, those of you that are on part 5, the 4 is incredibly stunning. Definitely want to take a look at it. Men in Black was a nicely edited piece. Rubber Bordello from Snake Oil, also very good. Spartacus was nicely done. The fight scenes are particularly well shot and edited. Star Wars XXX from Vivid. The Valley, again, from Zero Tolerance. This Ain't Avatar 2. Training Day, Voracious, Wasteland. Wasteland, like The Four, is a movie that is so visually stunning that it's tough to go against movies like that. I don't even know which one I would pick for editing, to be perfectly honest, on this category. That's a tough one. I haven't seen all of them, obviously. But of the ones I have seen, both The Four and Wasteland are amazing. So either one of these wins, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Best educational release. This isn't a series that I watch a lot of at this point. Tristan Taramino's Expert Guide is always good. She has one this year for Pegging, which is women doing their men with strap-ons. Sort of makes it a specialty educational release. But Jessica Drake is in here 3 times for Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex. Female Masturbation, G-Spot, and Threesomes are all there. Dr. Ava's Guide to Anal Sex and for Women and Oral Sex for Couples, both are on there as well. And Belladonna's How to Fuck. I have to check that one out. I'm not entirely sure if that's going to be as educational as it is strokeable. Now we get into the Best Ethnic series, which is always kind of interesting. They're divided into 3, Asian, Black, and Latin. So if you're into ethnic porn, this is the spot on the award show that's just for you. First up is Best Ethnic Release Asian. And again, I don't see anything in here more than once. 10 Little Asians, 16 from Third World Asian, 1-on-1 from Naughty America. I like that series. Asian Anal Addiction from Evil Angel. Asian Anal Assassins from Wicked Picture. Asian Anal Assault from Johnny Darko and Evil Angel. So you get those. Asian Dollhouse, No Boys Allowed Part 2 from Third World Media. Asian Fixation from Tom Byron. Asian Fuck Faces from Johnny Darko. Asian Party Sluts 3 from Hustler. There are lots of them. I don't know if I could pick my favorite yet here. There's a lot of these that I have to see. Up My Asian Ass from Jules Jordan was pretty great. Also, Asian Anal Addiction from Mike Adriano was great. Best Ethnic Release Black. I got Elegant Angel. Her Big Black Wet Ass is 12 is on here. Black Street Hookers, 102 from Evasive Angles, which is pretty amazing to get to 102. Fatty Girls, 11 from Justin Slayer. Just got that in the mail. Check that one out. Showgirls 2 from West Coast. That should be pretty strong. And I'm kind of skipping over the best release because, to me, in these lines, you want the series award. The individual release is going to be good. Just kind of looking at, to see what stuff is here. Best Ethnic Release Latin. You got Latin Sex Tapes 3 from Mofos. That was good. It was a great website that I reviewed as well. Latin Mouth Club from Madness. The Mouth Club stuff from Madness is good. Just great POV blowjobs. Aliens versus the Magician, which is Mike Hunt Juicy. Latin Mamas 2 from Elegant Angel. Spanish Mommy from Brian Pumper, Freaky Empire. Spouse's Nut on a Latin Slut from Kelly Madison. That would be, of course, Kelly and her husband Ryan doing their best to get it Latin Girls. All right, now, Best Ethnic Series is not divided this time. This is interesting. So they've taken all the Best Ethnic Series awards and lumped them into one. Now, that's an interesting thought. Let's take a look at the list, and then that's an interesting topic. So on the list, then again, this is for Best Series. 8th Street Latinas from Reality Kings, Big Wet Brazilian Asses from Elegant Angel, Black Street Hookers from Evasive Angles, Brown Bunnies from Bang Bros, Encore from Stage 2 Pulse, Freak of the Week, Black Magic Pictures, Happy Tugs, Reality Kings, Hot Latin Pussy Adventures from TT Boy, Latin Adultery from Naughty America, Latin Rampage, Bang Brothers, Latin Sex Tapes, Mofos, Little Brown Fucking Machines from Third World Media, Oi Loca from Team Skeet and Pulse, Sexy Senoritas, Immoral, and Teen Brazil Third World. Most of these are Latin. If you look at, not a lot of all black stuff here. Black Street Hookers, Brown Bunnies is generally black. Not a lot of Asian. Of this series, I really like Latina Rampage from Bang Bros, and I really like Latin Adultery from Naughty America. Probably is my favorite series there. I think it's interesting, though, they're going to combine them all, and you're going to have people that are going to complain. I don't know that we need to split them up, but it's interesting. What do you guys think? Do we split up the individuals and give one award for the series, or do we split up the series and give one award for the individual? That'd be tougher, I guess, picking an individual. But even, I don't know, it seemed like there'd be better series on this list than there are. These are good, but nothing is like a must-see on my list. Best Femdom Strap-On Release, that's a fairly new category. His Booty Is My Duty from Les Wood. Francesca Lay likes dishing out the strap-on dick. Miss Teen Strap America, Joey Silvera. Pegging a Strap-On Love Story 5 from Devil's Films. Pound My Man Ass from Les Wood. Strap Attack 16 from Joey Silvera. Strap for Teacher, Joey Silvera. Strap-On Family Values from Severe Society. And Violation of My Husband's Ass from White Ghetto. Tough to beat Joey Silvera or Les Wood. You're looking at four of the nominees. Winner probably comes from that group. I did see Miss Teen Strap America. I think it was two. The one with Heather Starlett. You know, if that's what you like, then there's some good stuff here. I don't know, a lot of people don't. I'm curious as to see, you know, if there's any women out listening who like watching this kind of porn, or if this is guys fantasizing, or what it is, or if it's couples together. Let me know. Who's watching pegging porn? That's actually an interesting Twitter topic. And an AVN article about transgender performers, and one of the underlying issues that I'd like to actually address with that one when we get to it is who's watching? Who's watching transgender porn, and how do they identify themselves, and how it should be marketed? Same thing here with pegging. Who's watching this? Generally speaking, porn is for guys, so I would assume it's a lot of guys watching. But let me know. Who likes this? Who has fun with this? Who wants to talk about it? Next up is another fetish category, Best Foot Leg Fetish Release. Now, this is a category I sometimes don't vote in because the stuff that I'll watch last. There's so much stuff that I can't watch everything, and when I do vote, I watch everything because we do have to rank one through whatever. In this case, we're looking at 3, 6, 9, 12. So I have to watch all 12 of these in order to rank them. So it's a category that I quite often don't watch because I'm not that into foot fetish movies. I know a lot of people are. I got nothing against it. It just doesn't really do much for me. And I sometimes have a hard time doing a movie like this justice because I'm not entirely sure what people are looking for. When I do, I'm very upfront. I always have been. When I don't like something, and I've had feedback from fans over the years saying, we get it. You don't like lesbian porn. Why do you tell us all the time? Well, I tell you all the time because I never know when I have a first-time reader or a first-time listener. Someone just might be tuning into this for the first time who's never heard of Roger Reviews, and they have no idea. And why is it important that I say that I don't like something or I do like something? I think it's important as a baseline. So as you read maybe a foot fetish review and understand I'm not in the core market. So if I say it's too fetishy, well, maybe that's just because I'm more into less fetish, more straight-style porn. On the other hand, if I go, wow, I don't dig feet at all, but this is a great movie, then you understand that maybe it, you know, it just as a baseline, it's not to pass any judgment on anything at all. It's just not my genre. I don't quite understand it. I don't get it. There's no offense to it at all. So that's why I say, you know, I'm not really into this. But best release, Asphyxia Heals the World from Burning Angel, Belladonna's Foot Soldiers 3. Belladonna, I know, does really hardcore good foot stuff. Chicks with Hot Feet from AMK Empire. Coeds with Sexy Feet 2 from Kick-Ass. Fantasy Foot Jobs from Kick-Ass. Foot Fetish Daily from Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass does a lot of the stuff. Foot Fetish Sluts from Julie Simone. I got a box from her I will definitely watch because I like her fetish stuff. Even if I don't really get it, there's a lot of good production values and some heat there that can draw people in. Legs from Third Degree and Nylon's 9 from Third Degree. That's a little more my speed because it's basically just gonzo porn with a nod toward feet, legs, or nylons. So from that perspective, those are the most mainstream. It's sort of maybe leading you into a more fetish-driven stuff. So I don't know. Honestly, though, I think Kick-Ass does really well in this category because they make good quality porn. And, of course, Julie Simone is sort of a fetish giant and always does good stuff. Next up is Best Foreign Continuing Series. Angel Perverse from Christoph Clark. Yeah, I'm willing to say that should win just by reading the rest because it's such a great series. Art of Penetration from Private, Bachelor Party Orgy from Doghouse, Bedroom Sex Feats Revealed from Erotic Planet, Magic Island Series, also from Private, Myth, Magic, and Mystery from Pure Play, Nymphomaniac from Harmony. Okay, that's a great series. This year's entrance into that was Brooklyn Lee. Porno Chick, excellent, from Mark Dorcel. It's a Russian Institute from Mark Dorcel is also a great series. Sweethearts from Europe, Swingers Club, Private Swingers Orgy. I really like the Nymphomaniac series. I have to check out the Brooklyn Lee one. Really like Russian Institute. Angel Perverse from Christoph Clark, still one of my favorites. Best Foreign Feature. Now, again, do we need to separate foreign from domestic features these days? I don't know. I guess, I mean, it gives you more awards and more categories, and I understand that. And would a foreign release have a chance to win in the United States? Maybe not. Maybe we're a little too Amero-centric in our porn. Best Foreign Feature, Ass Trapped Undercover from Magic View Private, The Bodyguard from Mark Dorcel, Inglorious Bitches from Mark Dorcel, which I saw and liked quite a bit, The Journalist from Mark Dorcel, Man Trap from Joy Bear, Wicked, Million Dollar Hoax from Private, Nightmare of Private, and Serial Fucker, also from Private. Private and Mark Dorcel kind of own this category. I think I've only seen the one, so I'll have to do a little more viewing before I pick that. Best Foreign Non-Feature. We get Private here. We got Elise Loves Rocco, Brazzers Worldwide from Brazzers, Brooklyn Lee Nymphomaniac from Harmony, Cruel DPs, Cruel Media, Jules Jordan. What else is Porno Chick 23, Claire Castle. Stilettos from Darling Media, Timo Party Hardy from Timo Buttman. Again, I got to check out the Brooklyn Lee thing. I have a feeling that's going to be one of my favorites in the series. Brazzers Worldwide Budapest 2 was good. Very good. Okay, best girl-girl sex scene. I'm not going to read all this. I will tell you that Star Wars XXX, Aiden Ashley and Kimberly Kane was an interesting one. Wasteland, Lily Carter, Lily LeBeau, the first scene. They had so many scenes in that one, it's hard to pick out which one, I would think. Poor Little Shyla 2, Shyla Jennings and Sensi Pearl was very, very hot. Interracial Lesbian Romance, West Coast Productions, Lily Carter, Skin Diamond. Really good all-girl scene there. American Werewolf in London, XXX. Brett Rossi and Riley Jensen, I remember that scene. Lesbian Workout, here you go, Lesbian Workout from Elegant Angel. I have not seen all these, so obviously this is not my final vote, but this one stands out. Lesbian Workout from Elegant Angel, Sunny Leone and Daisy Marie. Oh my gosh, really hot. So there you go. Time-wise, we are coming up on it. Let's go with one more. Let's go Best Gonzo Release. This is one of my favorite categories. Back to USA, Nacho Vidal, Evil Angel. Bobby Violate, San Francisco, Bobby Starr, Evil Angel. Brooklyn Egg Cream on the Rocks, Seymour Butts. Day with a Porn Star 2 from Brazzers, Jerk Off Material 7 from Mike John. Joanna Angel's Cumtastic Cookout, Burning Angel. Jules Jordan, The Lost Tapes, Jules Jordan. Model House Invasion, Scow Digital. Excellent first effort from him. Raw 10 from Manuel Ferrara, Seymour Butts does Exotica. You know, when I started reviewing, Seymour Butts was one of my absolute favorite filmmakers. I loved and watched everything he did. Really, really loved it. Still do. Don't really see it as much anymore. And I think right now he's just not quite doing what he used to do. but still pretty good stuff. That said, from what I've seen so far, Jerk Off Material 7 from Mike John. The Jules Jordan, The Lost Tapes, kind of an old classic, stuff we haven't seen before. Tough call. I'm going to go with Jerk Off Material, and I still need to finish watching Model House Invasion from B-Scow. So we'll need some more of that. That does it for us today. This is part 5 of the Rog Reviews podcast on the 2013 AVN Award nominations. Thank you for listening. Thank you to AVN for letting me vote and allowing me to do these podcasts and sort of give you an inside view. Do it with their blessing, thankfully. That's about it. There is a feedback button below. Please use it. Let me know what you think. If I'm talking too fast, not covering enough stuff, if you have any questions, any comments, at this point, anything that comes in, we'll be talking about it on the next podcast. So we're coming up on year's end, so I'd like to finish this before New Year's. Hope you enjoy this. You can sponsor these if you'd like. I can go through and cut a little commercial for your website or anything. You know, those of you that are involved in the Rog Reviews fan favorites voting, you can also give a little shout out, and I can mention it here. People can go there right now to rogreviews.com, register and vote for their favorite in the fan favorite awards. So see, there's all kinds of ways to participate. Just give me some feedback, and even if you just say I really enjoy watching it, or I hate watching it, really enjoy listening, really hate listening, either way, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much. You're going to reach me, Rog@rogreviews.com. Have a great day.